You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
It's funny, I was just talking to our program director right before the show, and he says, how was your week off? I said, I did nothing. Nothing. That's what vacations are right now. You know, you say you took vacation. What did you do? Literally, I did nothing. Did you sleep later? Nope. Did you relax more? Nope. Did you do anything out of the ordinary? Nope. I did not work between the hours of 9 and 11. Other than that, my week was exactly the same. I walked my kids to school. I picked them up after school. And I did nothing. So it wasn't very exciting. And in fact, and Ty, when he chimes in typically at about 9:15, and it's nice to be back with Ty as well today, he said, how are you? And I said, I am ready to roll here. And I am ready to get back. So now, just to let you know, we'll get into sports in a second. A lot to do. Vacation for me, these do nothing, get the kids to school, watch them play baseball, vacations, done. That's it. It's over. I'm back. I'm locked in. I'll be off Sunday, Monday, starting Tuesday. We're all in. Football the entire way through. Guys, football's here. It's so weird because you'd say to yourself, you know, it doesn't feel like football season. Football season, I've had three fantasy drafts. Football season is 5 days away from starting. It doesn't feel like it because we haven't had preseason, but that's where we sit right now. Football season is 5 days away. Now, this is cool also. Tuesday at the station, we have something called Jets Day. As you know, we weren't able to get out to Florham Park and Jets training camp and sit. And last year, we had a great conversation with Sam Darnold and Adam Gase, and Rick and I really kind of fell in love with Adam Gase, and at least the person that day. We haven't had that opportunity, of course, this year because of, just a pandemic going on, which will get in the way of many things. So what we've decided at 98.7 is this Tuesday will be Jets Day at the station. What does that mean? Tons of Jets conversation, and on top of that, all the biggest names of the Jets with the Jets will be on every single show, starting 6 o'clock in the morning all the way through, all day. KJZ, DCR, Barton Hahn, Greeny, Kellerman, Kasho, all day long. All right, 800-919-3776. I'm talking to Ty before the show, and there's so much going on. We have the Kentucky Derby today. I didn't realize that. Now, the one thing I'll tell you is not working for the entirety of the week. I'll be honest with you, as far as my sports landscape is concerned, that'd be the minutia of what I'm interested in, right? I'm not hugely interested in horse racing. So I found out yesterday, I'm like, wait a minute, the Kentucky Derby, it's today. The Kentucky Derby is today. We'll have it right here at 5:30 on 98.7 ESPN. It's a weird first Saturday in September, isn't it? Because we have the Kentucky Derby. We've got Game 7 of the Islanders and the Flyers tonight at 6:30 right here on 98.7 ESPN. And I got to tell you, if I was an Islanders fan right now, oh my God, would I be nervous beyond. Because my team, not because I'm in a Game 7 against the Flyers, if you would have told me before the series that was going to be the case. By the way, 7 o'clock pregame for the Islanders and the Flyers, 7:30 puck drop right here on 98.7 ESPN. But if you would have told me before this series, Islanders, Flyers, Game 7, I would have said, okay, you know what, that's fine. You're up 3-1, and you lose both games in overtime? Oh, my God. I would be on pins and needles. Like, the Islanders fans at this station, like Rick and Alan, must be beside themselves right now. Just must be nervous to no extent. Because you had it. You're going Game 5 overtime, one goal, you're done, you move on, you get time off, and then you can worry about Tampa, you lose that. You get Game 6, you have a lead into the third period, you lose that, you lose it in overtime, and now we sit here, Game 7, 7 o'clock, right here, 98.7 ESPN. So I'm talking to Ty before the show. I said, what do you think? You think we go baseball, Yankees lost, putting the pitcher in what an awful situation. First ever spot in Major League Baseball is in a 4-4 game, late in the game, in the sixth inning of a seven-inning game with two runners on. Oh, brutal. But anyhow, so that's where we sit, right? That's where we sit. Yankees lose last night, the second game. Could have lost the first. Maybe should have lost the first. Didn't. Yankees lose the second, breaking a 19-game winning streak against Baltimore. Mets, and this is what the Mets do. I mean, the best Mets news we've had in forever is Steve Cohen's going to be the owner, which apparently has A-Rod very, very upset. But he's like, we got to go NBA. right? We got a lead with the NBA. So let's go there. 800-919-3776. And it's another thing. We sit here in September. What's today? September the 5th? And we have NBA going on, like, all across the board. As awful as this has been, as awful as everything, but personally for me, professionally for all sorts of people, just the way your life has changed, everything across the board, the one kind of interesting slash cool byproduct of all this is we have sports mashed in like we've never seen it before, right? We have the Kentucky Derby today. We have the NHL postseason going on. We have the NBA postseason going on. We have the U.S. Open going on. It's unbelievable. NHL is going on. So it's football starts on Thursday. It's unbelievable. I can't believe what I have seen. Now, I didn't love Milwaukee, and I would have never been, and I thought Miami had a good chance to beat them. Milwaukee's not losing now. Milwaukee's embarrassing themselves to the point where you start to wonder, can this team stay together moving forward? You have, and I'm sorry, unless I hear somebody tell me differently, you've got to be kidding me with Giannis. You have, I mean, 2 months ago, if I said who's the best player in the world, Giannis would have been on that conversation. Now it feels like it would probably be very, very different. You're playing him 34 minutes. Your team is down 2-0, backs to the wall, on the verge of almost elimination. You get outscored by 27 points in the fourth quarter, and he's playing 34 minutes. And I know that he hurt his ankle earlier in the game. But unless he can't play, you have to play him. How is he not in there? And Mike Budenholzer, after the game, defended not playing him. I cannot sit here and believe that we are in this kind of a situation where Milwaukee is down 3-0. I thought it would be a very competitive series. And if you would have told me that Miami would have found their way to a win in that series, wouldn't have shocked me. This shocks me, that they are getting run out of the building down there in Orlando. This shocks me. They're outscored by 27 in a must-win game, and you're not playing your best player? And let me be perfectly clear. All right, Milwaukee is not great, and I always said this was a two-team race. But to watch this, it's embarrassing. Honestly, if I'm Giannis and I'm thinking about a future of where I want to be and a contract extension, all those things, I'm sitting and I'm pausing. I'm saying, do I really want to stay in Milwaukee? Because we're clearly not all that close to winning this thing. Now, 139 times team has gotten out to a 3-0 lead. 139 times that team with a 3-0 lead has wound up winning the series. Does it change this time? No. But the one thing I will say, and I do believe that Miami wins a series, I think everybody does, is that there's no, well, we got to go and finish them somewhere else. That doesn't exist. It's, this is where we are. Win 4 games. And listen, Milwaukee's still a very talented team, but I can't believe what I'm seeing from them. Coaching-wise, playing-wise, and we've said this the entire way. Well, who's their second guy? They don't have a second guy. That's the problem. When Chris Middleton, and remember last summer, and Ty will remember this, and I was infuriated when the Knicks fan would say, well, go get Chris Middleton. I said, I don't want Chris Middleton, but he's the second best player on that team. Maybe he is. He's not the second best player on a really good basketball team. I'm sorry. That's a flawed team. Now, I didn't see this coming from a mile away, but if you didn't see, realistically, that this team could have struggles in the postseason, they're just not great. They lost game one to Orlando. They looked awful. Now, Orlando stinks. And I remember Canty saying, I don't know, maybe Orlando can win. Orlando was never going to win that series. They could play that series 1,000 times, and Milwaukee wins every single time. But Miami, who's good, who can shoot, who defends, who's physical, who's well-coached, they can't even win a game right now. And I can't believe you play him 34 minutes. Really? You think, look, I mean, you want to be one of the best players in the world? You want to be the best player in the world? Could you imagine? Could you imagine if LeBron James, down to nothing, played 34 minutes? Oh, my. People would destroy him. People would undress him to the nth degree. See, he's not Michael. He'll never be Michael. Michael would have played 49 minutes in a 48-minute game. Like, the legend of Michael Jordan would have grown just because LeBron didn't give you anything more than 34 minutes. Giannis played 34 minutes last night. How? How does he get a rest in the fourth quarter? the biggest game of the season, the biggest game you've seen since last postseason, and Giannis plays 34 minutes, we would, and I wouldn't as much because I really think he's just, you know, unbelievable. People would have destroyed LeBron James if he played 34 minutes down 2-0 in a best of seven. So that's on the table. We'll get to the baseball. Football, guys, the Jets open up a week from tomorrow in Buffalo. Giants are a week from Monday at home against Pittsburgh. So we can't wait for that. We got to get to the Lakers last night. Right now, I know there's a lot of, they're in trouble. They were in trouble after game one against Portland as well. So let's settle down with that. But at least it's intriguing. At least it's thought-producing. And at least you sit there and say, they got Westbrook. They got Harden. They're a matchup nightmare. They shoot the three. That's going to be a good series. I think that's going to go six, maybe even seven. And the one thing that I'll take a break. We'll get back and we'll get into the baseball. And your call is 800-919-3776. The one thing that I can't. Rondo, last night, I'm watching that game and I'm flipping. I got the Mets on and the Mets are, what a disaster they are. And the Yankees on. And then I go to the NBA. I'm all over the place. I got hockey. I got game seven, right? It's too much stuff, actually. It's too much stuff. But as I'm watching that game last night, and I'm 85% invested because I'm just worried about, you know, if I flip at this moment, can I get back and catch the pitch in this game? Like, I'm really on the verge of being a professional flipper. If Sports Talk Radio doesn't work out for me, I can flip with the best of them. Rondo last night was unplayable, unwatchable. And I think they played him like 24 minutes. It's his first game back. You knew he looked incompetent. Yet they would not take him off the floor. So that's game one. It's harder to destroy them for that than Milwaukee for what's going on there. A lot going on for us. Like I told you, Islanders Flyers, 7 o'clock tonight, game seven. Islanders fan. Oh, and the Islanders fan. I'd love to hear from the Islanders fan. I don't know, they don't like me because I don't like them. It's not that I don't like them. I don't like the Islanders. But, you know, being the Rangers fan, they don't like to talk to me. But I'd love to hear from the Islanders fan today. Just to, like, what goes through your mind today? How nervous are you? You got to be just, oh, you wake up, you don't want a cup of coffee, it'll send you through the roof, right? I would think. This is big time stuff. Because if you lose this game today, you've choked this series. That's it. There's no two ways about it. Which is as concerning the one direction as just winning and moving on is in the other direction. You cannot lose this game if you're the Islanders tonight. So you got that at 7 o'clock, the Derby at 5:30. You got tennis all day. There's some college football that returns a little bit today. We're a week away from the NFL season. We got the NBA full swing in the playoffs. The Mets stink. The Yankees are unhealthy. I mean, there is so much going on. It is sensational.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
You talk about a day in sports, we got it right here on 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776. Haven't even gotten into the Mets yet. Haven't even gotten into the Yankees yet. But I know that my compatriot on Saturday mornings, the wonderful Ty D. Butler, Newhouse School of Communications, wants to say hi and good morning to everyone. Good morning, Ty. How are you?
I am not doing well today, Dave.
What's wrong with you?
I mean,
you got me back.
Yeah, but I'm not in the mood today, man. I'm going to be honest. I just don't feel good.
What's
about
it?
Listen.
Talk it out. What's wrong?
All right. So yesterday, I watched one of my teams lose to an organization they've been just dominating over the past couple of years.
Well, didn't you think at some point that win streak was going to be snapped?
Yeah, but you hope that this some point doesn't happen while you're in the midst of what?
You're lucky, my friend.
5-11?
When I tell you this, you're very lucky that didn't happen twice yesterday because you easily could have lost the opener.
Not only could they have lost the opener, they should have lost the opener. And the Yankees are barely a playoff team, Dave.
Can we stop? Really? Can we? I mean, you're such a baby.
By any metric, they're barely a playoff team.
No.
Like, you can say I'm a baby.
The Yankees are clearly a playoff team.
They are barely a playoff team.
The Yankees
are third in the American League. The American League
is entrenched. Do you know what have to happen for the Yankees to not make the playoffs? They're going to get in. And here's why you're a baby. The Mets are not a playoff team. The Mets will not go to the postseason. The Yankees will, and in game one, you'll start Gerrit Cole on the mound. On the road, probably, but so what? You're a baby. You're all babies, and I'm sick of it. So you've had some injuries.
Listen.
You won yesterday. You got Cole on the mound tonight. You're above
500. Yeah, because he's been great, right? The one thing that we could count on this year has been Gerrit Cole. But let me hear the rest of what you have to say.
So, all right, let's start out. So already I don't want to hear your complaints, but you're a baby. So you're upset because the Yankees lost the game to Baltimore yesterday, and they should have probably lost both. Continue along.
All right, the Lakers last night had a team who went seven games with the Oklahoma City Thunder, had no business losing that game last night. They got rocked by 15. When the Rockets blow you out, you expect them to do so because they just got hot from three-point range. The Rockets went plus nine from beyond the arc. Lakers fell in a game that I thought they were going to roll. You have all the momentum. You just blasted the Blazers. As I mentioned, the Rockets were coming off a very emotional, back-and-forth game seven. You had no business losing that game. So I've got the Yankees. I've got the Lakers. I've got the Jets starting next Sunday.
So you're already pre-upset with the Jets?
They're running back.
You're pre-upset? They haven't played a game and you're upset?
Yes, they're running back. Can't get on the same page as the head coach, who I don't like him because he stinks. He should have never gotten hired for this job.
Oh, my God.
I'm just not in a good place.
You are. I didn't realize I was going to turn into a therapy session with you here. I thought you'd say, like, good morning, Dave.
No, not happy.
What's going on? I didn't realize, my Yankees are in trouble. The Lakers lost game one. The Jets season starts. You're telling me right now that, as a Jets fan, you're pre-upset?
Yes.
You're a week out and you're already upset with the Jets?
Listen, we haven't even gotten to the regular season and we're already having a conversation about Le'Veon Bell not being on the field enough. In practice, he's being taken out and does he have an injury?
I've heard he says
no.
Good.
Oh my Lord.
I've heard he hasn't looked very good. You really are. I didn't realize. Next week, remind me at 9:15 when I usually like, hey, Ty, how are you? Good, Dave, what's going on? Not much, and we get right back into it. Remind me of this today. Of you just sounding like an 84-year-old woman of just, oh, well, this aches me and that aches me and my chiropodist said that I can't walk. I stop it.
By
the Yankees are fine. They're going to get into the playoffs. The Lakers lost game one of a best of seven.
The Yankees are barely a playoff team. By any metric, you can be concerned. They've got a plus 18 run differential.
I can't.
For perspective,
the
Dodgers are at 102.
Hughes pitching. I watch
it has nothing to do with the Mets. You're a Mets fan. That's
your
own misery.
Are you going to get into the postseason?
Probably. But that doesn't mean they're going to advance in the postseason.
Well, maybe not.
Listen. Just because you're a miserable Mets fan doesn't mean I can't be depressed about where my Yankees are.
I got a new owner. Guy's going to spend. I heard a story that JT Realmuto was already saying, you know what, don't be so confident I'm going to be signing with Philadelphia again this offseason.
Okay.
The Mets is where he's going to go. I got an owner that's going to spend good after bad money. I'm not a miserable Mets fan. Told you. That night they blew a 5-run and 6-run lead in separate instances in that Friday night game. And I came on the air Saturday morning. Well, I'm dead as a Mets fan. I'm watching them. I'll root for them. They lose. I'm done.
No, last week you came on the air and said if you're a Mets fan, you should walk with your head held high
because they beat up on the Yankees twice.
Yeah, and how they look since then? 2-6.
I think I'm done with you.
Two and six.
I think here's the thing.
Oh please.
I think here's the thing. I think you have to I just thought this was going to be a quick how you doing? Good. How are you doing? Great. And then we would move on. I didn't realize this was going to be an argumentative back and forth energy. Sucking conversation with you.
Because I don't understand why people like you won't allow Yankees fans to be upset after bad losses. Just because you're a Mets fan and you have nothing to root for?
No. Well, we're going to get to the calls in a moment. 800-919-3776. We're going to. But here's the thing. You can be upset after a bad loss. I can't listen to you whine that we're barely a playoff team. We're hanging on. It's dangling. Nothing is dangling. You might be one of the two wild card teams. Yeah, there's a realistic chance of that, which means you get in, you go on the road, you play a best of three, and you start with Gerrit Cole and still the best bullpen in baseball.
And you might be done in that first round.
You know what? You could have been the one seed, and you might be done.
Yeah, but there's a better chance of you advancing if you're the one seed because it's indicative of how good of a team you are.
You know what? To some extent, yes. I don't buy into that all the way. All right, let's get to the calls. 800-919-3776. I'm trying to be calm. I'm trying to be rational. I got a lunatic. Usually I'm the lunatic that's with someone else. Today it's Ty. Ty is really, as you can tell, on edge. Let's go to maybe my best friend, Spike in Jersey. Spike, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, good morning, and good to have you back. May I impart some wisdom on the young Mr. Butler?
Spike, I think you should. I mean, you're the elder statesman of the station.
Thank you.
You've been calling
that.
And listening and appreciating what we do for a very long time. And I think that you recognize the immaturity and issues that Ty D. Butler does have. Why don't you impart your wisdom?
Okay, Ty, this is between me and you. No one else is listening. If you go to the standings on whatever device you're using and you slide all the way to the right, it gives you the percentile chance of making the playoffs. I believe the Yankees are around normal temperature Fahrenheit. Okay? Something like 98.6. So give or take a half a point. Who
By
cares?
The way,
Who's
Spike,
counting?
I don't know if you knew this. 98.6, no longer the normal temperature
yeah,
for an adult.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a Stump Rothenberg question.
97.5
right
is now.
You're cutting edge, man. Okay, so that takes care of that. Just it doesn't matter when, it's how. And the Yankees will be healthy by then. There's no home field advantage. Tampa's making a mistake by barking out the insults at the Yankees. So that's that. Now, as far as the Lakers go, I believe LeBron is 1-6 in layoff series in the first game only. Something like that, real close. I wouldn't be too concerned about that either. Because I just hock everything you got and bet it on the Lakers next game. That's the way LeBron plays, and that's documented. And the third thing is, Dave Rothenberg has taken you under his educated wing.
Well, educated wing.
He's dealing with teams like the Mets, who have a lot of hitting, and everyone's playing out of position, and whatever can go wrong with the team goes wrong with the Mets. You see that. I really feel for them. So a little compassion. You're going to be a father soon of a healthy baby girl, a baby boy. Let it play out, Ty. It'll be fine.
The Lakers
will get to the conference finals. The Jets will win their normal amount of games. The infighting.
Yeah, I don't know that that makes him feel great, though. Spike, I think the longer you talk, the worse you're going to make him feel. But we appreciate the phone call, and thank you so much. 800-919-3776. Saying the Jets win their normal amount of games may not be the kind of uplifting conversation he's looking for. But as far as the Yankees with the playoffs, stop it. Really, it's immature. It's childish. It's baby-like. Stop it. I promise you, Yankees fans, we lost to the Orioles. We won 9. You just beat a team 19 times in a row. And I'm going to have to hear about how we lost. Now, if Garrett Cole goes out there, and Cole was awful the other night against Tampa. You want to say Tampa is the better team right now? Fine. You want to say Garrett Cole worries you a little bit? Fine. You want to say the injuries are upsetting? Fine. You don't love Zach Britton at this moment? Fine. Chapman does not look like Chapman of the past? Fine. We're not going to go to the postseason. I don't want to hear it. Stop it. It's ridiculous. If it was the regular postseason, if there was the division winners and two wild cards, that would be a real conversation right now. But please, can we grow up a little bit today, Yankee fans, and not have to hear, we're in trouble for the postseason? You're not. It's ridiculous.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
I'm going to tell you a quick story in a couple of minutes about what's going on with me, Ty, that I'm going to need your... You're going to frown upon me. I know how you feel, but I'll throw that your way in about 4 minutes. Let's go to Nick and Seaford. Nick, I want to hear how you're feeling about this Islanders game tonight. Nick, you're on 98.7.
Good morning, David. Welcome back.
Thank you. Did you miss me this week?
I totally missed you. I mean, I love, the Canty and Carlin, but you are the straw that stirs that drink, my friend.
I'll take it. I appreciate it. Continue along.
I am nervous. I am a longtime diehard Islander fan, original season ticket holder back in 72. And my daughter has been in Philly for about 4 years. She's engaged to a nice young man, but happens to be a Philadelphia fan through and through. So my daughter
is... What does that do to her, Nick? Does that push her to be a Flyers fan, or does she hold strong and she stays with the Islanders?
No, she was never an Islander fan. She was more of the Giants and Mets. The hockey really wasn't her thing, but over the past year, she's gone to Flyer games, and I've seen her on Instagram with a Claude Giroux jersey on, and I've taken issue with her, and she's like, well, I have to root for one team that my future husband roots for. I was like, all right, well, I'll give you hockey. And then, of course, the Islanders are doing well, and now they're playing. So I'm actually on my way down to Philly right now because I was had a scheduled
to scream at her, I would imagine, right?
Well, we actually have a wager. So I have my Islander gear coming down. I have sweatshirts, T-shirts, hats, and stuff. And I said at the beginning of the series, whoever's team wins, the other people have to put on the, either I put on a Flyer jersey or they put on their Islander gear and go on Instagram and post it, say my new favorite team. So after it was 3-1, I have to admit I touched the money a little bit. And
I don't
like,
understand you people,
yeah,
Nick.
I know.
Mean, all you have to do is win one more game and then you can celebrate to your heart's content. Why would you do that?
Because I'm an idiot and I'm I'm an Islander fan, and I you know what, watching these games, Matt Barzal reminds me of Jacob deGrom, because if he had somebody that could score, Jordan Eberle should have 10 goals in this series already. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now, no disrespect to Matt Barzal, but he is not Jacob deGrom.
I understand that, but it's just frustrating watching this guy who has so much talent. And it's like, you know, Jordan Eberle, I mean, can you just put one puck in? I mean, it's just ridiculous. So the
so
day
you nervous today? How are you feeling? Like, what's your mindset?
I'm totally nervous.
Yeah.
I'm totally nervous, and I'm going, you know, she asked me to bring down some New York IPAs and stuff, so we're going to have a couple of adult beverages.
So you're going to watch this game tonight with her and this husband of hers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't know why you would do that.
Well, I had a scheduled visit, so we have to watch it. So she goes, well, we'll flip back and forth between Mets and Phillies. I was like, We're not watching Mets and Phillies, because then it'll just be a double whammy for me.
I don't know. Honestly, Nick, you're a good dad and you're a good guy, and thanks for the call. There is no way, that I would ever go into enemy territory, watch one of my teams with someone rooting for the other team. I would strangle them. I would attack them. There's zero chance that would happen. And if I was told, and we'll flip back and forth, forget it. No way. Steve in the car. Steve, you're next up on 98.7. What's up, Steve? How are you?
Oh, this is my first time calling. I never even got, I couldn't imagine. I'm doing good, man. I was just calling because I wanted to just give my opinion on two topics.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the whole Milwaukee situation, I think they need to trade Eric Bledsoe. I think they need to think about doing that next year. He hasn't lived up to... I don't know. He hasn't lived up to the hype ever since he left.
Yeah, but what do you like? I understand you want to move on from him. You're disappointed in him. That's fine. What are you going to do as far as point guard's concerned now, though?
I think they should give some more time to
George Hill.
Devin Titko, the young kid, the one that came from Syracuse.
Do you think that's what stands in the way of Milwaukee beating Miami though now?
I think Miami's just a better team overall.
Steven, thanks for the call. And therein lies the problem. I think that we sit here, we're three games into that series, and I realistically think you can say, you know what, but I think Miami's the better team. That's a really terrible thing if you're rooting for Milwaukee here. You're the one seed. You've had the best record in basketball the last 2 years. You lost in the conference finals last year, and you're on the verge of getting swept out of the second round of the playoffs. That's embarrassing. So I don't care. They can win 75 games in the regular season next year. Doesn't mean anything to me. Until they get to the NBA Finals, it is meaningless. All right, Ty, you want to hear my story?
Let's do it, man. You got you got the cell phone last week, right? Like,
I did.
All squared away there?
I did.
Okay.
I got the iPhone 11.
Wow.
I've even got a case.
There we go.
I put a passcode on it.
Wow.
Like, I really feel like I'm with the times now.
No fingerprint?
No.
No face? There's like a face scan they do now, too, right?
A face scan, yeah. No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
But you did upgrade.
Yeah, and it's wonderful, and I feel good about it. Like, no home button, but I have the swipe up. I'm functional there. Like, I really feel good about it.
Okay, good. I just wanted
to
get that clear.
I didn't need to go to the store many times. In the past, I've gone, I felt uneasy, and I've left. And I'm not kidding.
It's a big move for you, man.
It's a big move. I've bought homes easier than I have phones in the past.
Yeah.
Very, very.
One stressful. Could argue that buying a phone is much more difficult than buying a home.
Well, I don't know that that's true. But we can have that conversation a different day. Can I tell you my story quick?
Let's do it.
I think it's not going to look great for me, but as you know, I'm here for entertainment purposes as well.
Yes.
And this is why I will tell you this quick story. So we have very, very good friends, and their son is being confirmed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were invited, and not many people, and it's going to be very small. It's going to be at the church and a very small outside luncheon. And we got the invitation. Sherry's like, this is great. We're going to go. The kids are invited. We've traveled with this family. Lovely people. I said, of course we're going to go. And then I looked closer to the fine print.
It's on Monday night.
Sunday, September 20th. 1:30.
Yikes.
And I said, Sherry, you know, I can't do that. And she said, she's like, what's the matter with you? I said, I can't. So we responded, and she responded for us. She said, the three of us will be there. The one child will not because it's a football Sunday. But I apologize in advance for his immaturity.
So she just threw you under the bus.
Yeah, which completely is fine. I don't care. Throw me under the bus all you want. But do you, like, Ty, could you imagine if I'm sitting there and in church on my phone, and the priest will come over and yell at me. I'll be at a luncheon. There'll be a toast, and I'll start screaming why the Giants running on 3rd and 6. Like, you can't have that.
Yeah. You're sitting in church, frantic. Daniel Jones just fumbled the ball for the fourth time in the game.
Yeah, no, I'll start yelping. They'll think that something's going. You can't have that.
Now, see, if it were me, I don't know that I'd miss the confirmation. My wife would not allow that to happen.
Yeah.
But I would absolutely find a way to watch this game in church.
But you know what? Here's the thing. This is who I am. I'm not looking to make friends at this point. I have enough friends, although I might be losing at this point as we move forward. I'm not going. I'm sorry. I'm not going.
You're not saying really.
I mean, I don't put my foot down with a lot of things. You're having a confirmation. There's any kind of ceremony on a Sunday. You got a funeral. You got a wedding. I'm sorry. I'm not going. Okay, I'm just not going.
See, that's what I love about football season being back, because then we get to have these stories surface again about,
so
like,
it's back.
Number
September
one
20th.
Priorities.
I think it's noon at the church, 1:30 for the luncheon. Now, I said I might show up at the church from like 12 to 12:40.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I might do that.
How far is the church from your home?
Oh, minutes away. Maybe three minutes from my home. Yeah. So I might go 12 to 12:30, show my support, and make sure they see me, like, you know, maybe cough a little bit, make sure that I'm seen there.
Clap a little harder than you normally would.
Yeah. But then at like 12:40, I'll start to percolate, and I'll need to get out of there because we're 15 minutes away from
the start. Listen, kickoff is 1:03.
Listen, 12:40, I'm out of there. I got to set lineups. I got things to do.
You
can stretch it. I got to get the TV proper.
Dude,
I cannot.
You can stretch it
to
12:50.
Just to make it worse, and we'll break and come back, 800-919-3776. So last night, we're going over this, and, you know, we're kind of planning our calendar in September. And Alex goes, well, how come Dad's not going? And Sherry says, well, you know, he'll be kind of working, and it's football Sunday. Well, I don't want to go either. I want to watch football.
You guys are animals.
And she says, no. You're under 18. I choose for you. He's over 18. He can choose for himself. So that's where we are. That's my newest and greatest story as far as the lunacy.
And you may win. Mitch Trubisky's starting.
Yeah.
Chicago just announced that yesterday.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com. He's pompous.
Listen, shut up and I'll tell you the story.
He's arrogant.
Do you think there's a lot of things out there that I wouldn't be good at?
And sometimes he's downright mean.
I know you know what that's like, to be that uncomfortable, pimply-faced, not very popular kid.
But now it's your chance to prove him wrong.
It's dumb.
Call 800-919-3776 with your question and let's stump Dave Rothenberg.
All right, you can try. I mean, most have been unsuccessful in their attempts. 800-919-3776. Stump Rothenberg, brought to you by the law offices of one Andrew M. Cohen. Tell you more about Andrew M. Cohen on the other side of Stump Rothenberg. By the way, breaking news in the world of sports, Deshaun Watson is going nowhere except for Houston for the next 6 years. Signs a 4-year extension worth $160 million. Woo, that's a lot of money. All right, 800-919-3776. Let's start Saturday edition of Stump Rothenberg, and let's go to Fran, who always brings energy. Fran in Massapequa. Fran, lead us off on Stump Rothenberg.
Absolute pleasure to be leading you off today, sir.
Have at it. The floor is yours.
How was your week this week?
I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. I did absolutely nothing. But it was fine. I you know what? Honestly, though, I was ready to get back to work, so I'm glad we're back on the air here. All right, go ahead, Fran. What do you got?
All right. I hope it's a good question. Okay. I think it is. It's so hard to find questions to stump you because you are the man.
This is going to be a tough question, isn't it?
No, it's not. I don't know. I will see. Who was the first player to ever miss 5,000 free throws in his entire NBA career? So that's entire.
Well, obviously it's not a season.
Well, no, or half a season, whatever, like half a career in his entire career. So that's every retired player.
Yeah, I understand. It's got to be Will Chamberlain, no? I'll say Will Chamberlain.
Oh, God, I can't get you!
It was the weakest part of his game, and he played forever ago. That wasn't that difficult of a question. I believe this is true, and you can look it up. There's only one other player to have accomplished that, I guess we'll say, feat. Do you know who that is?
One other player to have missed 5,000 free throws?
I think this is right. You can look it up.
Would it be Shaq?
I believe that's true, yes.
Yes.
I believe it's Shaquille O'Neal. All right, so there we go. We're 1-0. Let's go to Sal and Dutchess. Sal, continue along. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning. This is a baseball question.
Okay.
Okay. What father and son are the only two to hit 50 home runs or more in a season? Not combined, single. They each hit 50 home runs.
Not the same season.
No, not the same season. They didn't play together. One retired a couple of years before the other started. No more clues.
Okay, all right. I'm going to say the Fielders.
Ding, ding. Give them a go.
And I remember when Cecil, the one that jumped into my mind was the Griffey's, but I knew that Ken Griffey Sr. never did. Cecil Fielder, I remember when he hit 50, was the biggest deal in the world. I think 52 it might have been, Ty. It was huge. Like, guys did not hit 50 home runs back then. And when he did, it was a huge story. Ty, what's the record that we have right now?
We are 2-0.
Mm-hmm. Sean in Stamford. Sean, you're next up on Stump Rothenberg.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Good, Sean.
Okay, I have a TV question for you.
Okay.
Okay, who was the original voice of Fred Flintstone?
All right, so I don't know that I'm going to know. It could be Alan Reed, but I don't know that it is. And if it's not, so it's a Hanna-Barbera production, but those guys weren't voice guys. The only one that I can possibly think of is Alan Reed, but I'm not sure that that's right. That's the only one I can think of, so I'm going to go with Alan Reed.
It is.
Yes! Ty, 3-0. And that, I mean, just by process of elimination, because I don't know anybody else.
The brilliance of Dave Rothenberg. The first two questions were kind of layups. Sure.
You know, honestly, stop it. I'm 3-0. So here's what I want from you then.
Okay.
If the Yankees win tonight, I want you just to be like, it's Cole against Aiken, whoever that might be. I don't even care. It's a meaningless win.
Yeah, it's the Orioles. You should win that game.
Stop it. I'm 3-0. And 3-0 is 3-0, baby. Sal in Astoria. Sal, you're next up on Stump Rothenberg.
Big Dave, here's my question for you, buddy.
Okay.
Who's the only player in baseball history to get two hits with two different teams on the same day?
I'm thinking Joel Youngblood, but I'm not sure that that's right. Because I know he was traded mid-game. Played for the Mets and the Reds, I believe, in the same day. Could it be Youngblood? I mean, that's the only one that I can really think of. I'm going to say Joel Youngblood, 1982.
That's correct. Oh!
4-0. Was that an easy one, Ty, also?
Yeah, what's most impressive about the last two is that you only knew one name and you just went with it because you had no other choice.
Because I could not think of anyone else who actually played for two different teams in the same day.
Yeah,
I remember
you got lucky, so you know.
Stop
sometimes
it.
It's not.
It's brilliant skill. 800-919-3776. All right, let's go to Chris and Bethpage, who's a frequent caller of Stump Rothenberg. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. in honor of the Kentucky Derby today.
You're gonna get me here, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you don't
I
want
think
that?
So. No, you can't.
Right.
Go ahead.
All right. Who won the first Triple Crown, Dave? What horse won the first Triple Crown?
So, I always thought it was Sir Barton, but I'm not sure if that's right. The Secretariat did, but there's zero chance that he did it. I think Omaha did it. Secretariat did it. Seattle Slough did it, but these are much, much later. I always thought it was Sir Barton, but now I'm not. I'll go with Sir Barton.
Dave, why do you doubt yourself? You know horse racing. That's great.
I do Sir not Barton know horse racing. Thank you. That's 5-0. I do not know horse racing. I know, like, Triple Crown winners in the past, but I do not know horse racing. All right. A tie. I mean, we're rolling along here. Do you see what's happening?
Listen, Dave. Listen. All jokes aside, this is a segment that not too many people can do.
And certainly
not one that many people can do well.
A caller,
maybe it was Chris and Beth Page, or maybe it was Fran and Massapequa last week. It was one of the two who said, you're on the Mount Rushmore of trivia.
Yeah, I think it was Fran. So we're 5-0 now.
Nationwide.
All right, Rothenberg with you. Stump Rothenberg continues. 98.7 ESPN. Ty, what's our record so far today?
We are 5-0, my friend.
5-0. Which is a sensational.
Your first five questions last week, you all nailed.
This is
you
what I do.
Nailed them all, so you were 5-0.
All right, let's go. Now, I got to be honest. Let's go to Gordon and Rainwood. If you just called Gordon and said, where is Rainwood? I would have no idea, and that would stump me. But you're next up on 98.7. Gordon, are you there at all?
I am here. And
where is Rainwood?
Ringwood.
Oh, Ringwood, New Jersey.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So then I wouldn't be stumped. I never heard of Rainwood. All right, go ahead, Gordon.
Okay, who is the all-time leading tackler for the Green Bay Packers?
It's probably going to be... So this is not a season, right? This is all-time?
All-time in the history of the team.
Have to think it's going to be an old one. God, I don't know. Who played forever? I mean, Ray Nitschke seems so obvious. Now, did they always keep records of tackles?
When he played, yes.
When this guy played, they did. It's not going to be Clay Matthews. See, it makes me think it's not Nitschke then. I don't know. I don't feel very good about this. You're cute, Ty. He wants to say something. You make sure to pot him down. I'm going to guess, and I'm going to be wrong, but I'll guess Ray Nitschke.
AJ Hawk.
AJ Hawk. All right. He wanted to give a little hint there, and you just would have none of it. I like the way you operate. All right, Don and Patterson. Don, you're next up on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, first of all, you think Uncle Rico is really nervous about the Islanders tonight?
Yeah. You don't think so?
Yeah. I can't wait to see him hear him on Monday.
Now, I heard a few minutes of the show yesterday, and they were making fun of him. I guess he touched the money. He must have done something that made it sound like it was over, huh?
Yep, he sure did.
Unbelievable.
All right, well, what's the first African country to qualify for the World Cup?
I just want to ask one follow-up. Did they play in the World Cup?
Yes. I'll even give you the year, 1934.
Egypt.
Oh, my man.
There you go. 6-1. See what I did? See how I did that, Ty? Beautiful, wasn't it?
Silky smooth.
Right. Yeah. Did you want to participate, you said?
All right, David. So, you know, I bring gems every week, and I try to be timely. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we endured the passing of legend Tom Seaver, yeah, who is one of 10 pitchers ever with 3,000 strikeouts and 300 wins. 9 of those 10 pitchers are in the Hall of Fame. Who is the one who is not?
All right, so obviously it's going to be that he... All right, I'm going to say CeCe. No, did CeCe... Wait, hang on. Did CeCe win 300 games? Did CeCe win 300 games? CeCe... Did he win 300 games? Now I'm second-guessing myself. Did CeCe win 300 games is the question. I don't think he did. So it's not going to be CeCe. So I'm going to strike that from the record. It's a nice question. So you had to win 300 plus wins. So it's got to be someone that's retired recently then.
I don't know how to rule on this because you technically gave me a final answer and then you
immediately... I give you nothing with the final answer.
You said it's okay. CeCe.
Okay. I feel like we're going alleged steroid guy then.
And you said it's CeCe and then you took it. Right?
Stop it. Stop. You know what? I said could it be CeCe and then I was thinking...
I'm going to bring the audio back next segment.
You can play the audio back and you can play the audio back to Roger Clemens.
How about
that?
Would
that be 7-1? 7-1?
That is indeed 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
What a gem. I'm so good at this.
Wasn't a bad question, to be honest. Let's go to Joe in Staten Island. Joe, you're next up on Stump Rothenberg.
So I could be 8-0 against you. I hope you get this to even start evening it out here.
Wait, I've never gotten one against you?
Never.
You must ask horrible questions, but go ahead.
No, I actually give you some good ones, man, and fair ones, and you just can't get them.
All right.
All right, only major leaguer to lead the league in home runs 7 years in a row.
Now, you say the league. Is that split into...
The whole league.
See, it's not going to be Babe Ruth. Because that's just going to be too easy. But that seems like that would be the answer, right? 7 years in a row? It can't be Babe Ruth. Could it be Bonds? So he led Major League Baseball 7 consecutive seasons.
Yes.
I'm not going to say Ruth. It's not going to be Ted Williams. Not Mickey Mantle. It's not Griffey. I don't know. It's got to be a National League guy then. Right? He's not going to let you tell me. I wonder if it's Ralph Kiner. Ralph Kiner? Maybe. Stargell? All right. You're probably going to be 8-0. I'm going to go with Ralph Kiner.
You are correct, sir.
Ty, do you see what happens? You can feel the inner workings of my brain, Ty.
I can. And also, Dave, we have a developing situation.
What?
We have just been, via Twitter, sent a screenshot of the all-time leaders in tackles for the Green Bay Packers. Leroy Butler is number one. I'm going to double check that during the break, but there's a chance you could be 9-0.
Well, no, because I said Ray Nitschke regardless.
Oh, but okay. He had the wrong answer.
Yeah, he might have had the wrong answer, but I didn't have the right one, so we're not going to take that. Are we done at 8-1, or do you need one more?
Oh, come on. Don't do that. Don't chicken out, my friend.
I'm not chickening out. I'm trying to be integrity is what I'm trying to do. I'm a man of radio. All right, let's go to John in Queens. John, you're next up on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, big fan of the show, big fan of you, and an even
Thank
bigger
you.
Fan of Ty. But
wait, did you just say bigger fan of Ty?
Yes, I did.
Stop it. Come on. John, go ahead.
All right, who is the only quarterback in NFL history to throw for 500 yards on 3 separate occasions?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Final answer?
Now, wait, when you say...
Well, yeah, no, I guess that's the final answer. It is Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Hang on. Hang on. All right, well, I guess you gave the answer, so there's nothing more I can do. So we'll say it was wrong. That's it, Ty, or more?
We got one more, my friend.
All right, let's go to, 8-2 now?
He's a big fan of the show.
Who, the next guy?
Yes.
Steve in Brooklyn, you're up, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
What's going on, Steve? How are you?
Good, good. We'll keep it in honoring Tom Seaver, the franchise here.
Okay.
Seaver holds the record for the most consecutive 200 strikeout seasons with 9. Who is second with 8?
Seaver has 9. I wonder if Scherzer, Kershaw. I wonder if it's a recent guy. I think it's Scherzer, but I don't know. I'm second guessing myself, but I think I heard it was Scherzer and now I wonder if that gets stopped. Probably can't with this shortened season. I don't know. Do I go with that? I'm gonna go with Max Scherzer.
So he would have had a chance at 9 if this was a full season. Max Scherzer is the answer.
Yes! 9-2. Ty, look at that. Look at what I've just done.
I mean, you're no Gordon Damer, but sure. Very impressive.
9-2.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Yankees in action later. Mets in action later. Islanders right here in action. 7 o'clock, 98.7. This is it. I don't want any excuses. Win this game. Go out there. You've looked like the better team for much of the series. You had shot Philadelphia in game 6. You can hear it right here. 7 o'clock, 98.7. Drop of the puck, 7:30. I don't want any excuses. You're up 3-1. You could have won the series in 5. You didn't. You lost in overtime. You could have won it in 6. You didn't. You lost the lead in the third period and then in overtime. And now here's your chance in 7. I got to tell you, if the Islanders lose this game tonight, it's a good season. It ends horribly. Horribly. If you blow a 3-1 lead in a series. Multiple overtime games. Awful. Awful. So we'll see what happens in that. But if you're an Islanders fan, I think you're excited. You're nervous, you're anxious, you have all those feelings heading into this today. And, oh, by the way, what says horse racing better than the Kentucky Derby the first Saturday in September? 2020 pandemic is what. So we have that 5:30 right here on 98.7 ESPN. Now, Yankee fans, listen up. The Michael Kay Show is giving you the opportunity to win a Major League beer prize pack brought to you by Budweiser. Each prize pack includes a 2020 replica jersey, a new era cap, T-shirt, a Yankees cornhole set, and an Amazon Echo smart speaker. Starting next week, be listening to the K-Show every Friday in the 4 p.m. happy hour when you hear the Major League Beer Sounder. Let me hear that. I like that. Let me hear that again. When you hear that Major League Beer Sounder, that's your cue to call. Enjoy the stretch run of Yankees baseball with Budweiser, Major League Beer. Enjoy responsibly. And you're home for Yankees Talk, 98.7 ESPN. I want to get to football. I want to get to your calls, 800-919-3776. I want to spend a minute on the Yankees. And that is, listen, let's be fair. Gerrit Cole, up to this point, has been disappointing. Right? I think everyone would agree with that. You're facing the Orioles, a team that is bad. Right? I mean, there's no two ways about it. This is a bad baseball team. Gerrit Cole is on the mound tonight against somebody by the name of Keegan Aiken. Go give me 7 innings of 1-run ball and make this a laugher. If you go into Baltimore tonight, because you were hammered last time out at home. Actually, you probably should have allowed more runs than you did. And the home run is killing Gerrit Cole this year. If you go out there and you go 5 2/3 of 4-run ball, I'd be livid. If I was a Yankees fan, make this a joke of a game. That's what this should be. This should be a joke of a game. 4 runs in the first, have him cruise control, 7 innings, 1 run. I'd have to use Britton and Chapman in the 8th and the 9th, walk to a win. Because if you go out there and you get smacked around by Baltimore and you're Gerrit Cole, I'd be concerned. I'd be upset. I'd be annoyed. at a minimum, if I was a fan of the Yankees. All right, let's get to the football locally, please. 800-919-3776. I don't know if you feel like this, and maybe I'm wrong, and I don't think it's because I'm a Giants fan. I really don't. I feel differently about the Jets and Giants right now. I feel like the Giants are, I like Joe Judge. And all this, you know, you see the way they reacted to him diving on that football in the mud the other day. This made-up stuff of they don't like him and the way he goes about his business. I think he's going to be a good coach. Now, do I know that for sure? I don't. Is there a chance that he's awful? Of course there is. I have a good feeling about him. And again, time will tell. But and I'm not saying it's going to result in a lot of wins for the Giants. I just think that the Giants can be a 7-win team and finish the season and have money under the cap and, you know, still have a top 12 or 15 pick. And that you just have a good feeling and about Daniel Jones and about this organization right now. And I still think the GM of the Jets provides some optimism, but I don't like the coach. I do like the quarterback. They have no weapons offensively. They have nothing. And I know that there's this whole, you know, if they use Le'Veon Bell properly, that this thing can work and Gase hasn't figured it out and Bell's been a good soldier and they can't make it work. I got to tell you guys, I really think there's a chance that Lev Bell is just not that great anymore. I really do. I mean, when you watched him last year, did it really pop into your head of, boy, this guy's an elite running back? Because most times I watched it and I thought, he looks slow. He looks plodding. Now, was he used well? Was he lined up in the slot? Did they throw screens to him? Did they use him appropriately? They did not. But it's hard for me to look at the Jets and honestly tell you that I think Lev Bell's anything more than just a running back at this point. I mean, you've read the reports. Rich Cimini has tweeted. All the beat reporters have tweeted at this entire training camp. Frank Gore looks like the better running back. Frank Gore is 37. He looks like the better running back than a guy that took a year off and is 28, but he does. So I'd be a little worried about that. And I guess there's just not a connection. It's not a dynamic between the quarterback, the head coach, the running back, the head coach. It feels like something's missing here. So, you know, it worries me that the Jets are bad this year. You move on from Gase and you start all over again with this quarterback. I've always said it. You can't find a tape that says anything of me speaking negatively about Sam Darnold. I've always have said and screamed it really that he's going to be a real quarterback in this league. And speaking of that, by the way, see Josh Rosen was released. Josh Rosen was a top 10 pick 3 years ago, guys. He is now unemployed at the moment. Now, I don't think Sam Darnold is that. I think he's tremendously talented. I think he's got a good arm. And you've seen moments where you watch him, you're like, he's a really good quarterback. But this is a big year for him. And I don't feel great about where the Jets are. I don't think their defense is great, and I do love their defensive coordinator, and I think he's a very bright guy, and I think that they'll probably take the pieces they have and do as well as they can. But it's just, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think this is being a Giants fan thing. Like, I think if you're a Jets fan, you probably feel very similarly, right? And I stand by this Lev Bell. I mean, you got to get him the ball more. Even when he got the ball last year, I watched it. I mean, every single play of every Jets game, very few times that I watch him and think to myself, he looks great. In fact, I don't know that I watched any carries last year and thought to myself, boy, he's at a different level. He's a difference maker right now. I'm sorry. Now, maybe that changes. Maybe this year with Adam Gase, and they use him properly, and you know, after a year back, he's a different running back, but apparently he hasn't a great camp. Everyone will tell you under the sun that Frank Gore looks like the better running back. So I do have worries about that. The offensive line will be better. If the offensive line is better and Darnold takes even a small step forward and the Jets win 6 games and they have 2 first-round picks, I think you'll be okay. The one thing you need to see, because let's be fair, if Lev Bell stinks, Lev Bell stinks. Whatever. Is it the end of the world? Not really. If Sam Darnold stinks, you have a major issue on your hands. A franchise-changing decision. And remember, and I think he's going to be the long-term starter, and I like him, and I will always say that. But just keep in mind that this GM did not draft this quarterback. And maybe, just maybe, Joe Douglas does not love Sam Darnold the way the prior regime did. And the pieces, he's going to tell you he does, because what's he going to say? But we don't know. We don't have the answer. So this is a huge, huge season for the Jets. But this whole, I got to see Lev Bell get 27 carries a game. Guys, I don't know that that's valid anymore. I really don't. Ground and pound and run behind Becton and Fant and, you know, big offensive line. And I don't know that that's valid anymore. I don't know that the Jets offense runs through Le'Veon Bell. I don't know that he's that running back anymore. So I'm cautiously, very cautiously optimistic when it comes to the Giants. And I think I'm fairly pessimistic when it comes to the Jets. But all I really need to see, you don't want to win four games. You don't want to embarrass yourself. But all I really need to see from the Jets this year, I'd like to see really good Mekhi Becton. I'd like to see some decent Denzel Mims. And I need to see the quarterback take the next step.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.